Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 110. قُلْ إِذُ اللَّهُ أَبِدُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, call him by Allah or call him by Rahman. By whichever name you call upon him, to him belong the most beautiful names. And besides it being mentioned in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 110, in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 8, in Surah A'raf, chapter number 7, verse number 180, and in Surah Hashr, chapter number 59, verse number 24, that Lahul Asma'ul Husna, that to Allah belong the most beautiful names. And there are certain terms and criteria as far as the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerned. It should be a unique name. For example, all of us know that the first human being who set foot on the moon, he was Neil Armstrong. If I want to give a unique attribute to him, if I say that Neil Armstrong is an American, it is not unique. There are many Americans. If I say that Neil Armstrong is an astronaut, who is an astronaut? It is not unique. There are many other astronauts. So if I want to give a unique attribute, a unique name to Neil Armstrong, I have to say that Neil Armstrong is the first human being who set foot on the moon. Who is the first human being who set foot on the moon? There is one and only answer, and that is Neil Armstrong. Similarly, when you give the names and attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be unique. If I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the creator of buildings, who is the creator of buildings? It is not unique. There are many other names you can give of human beings. If I want to give a unique name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator, sustainer and cherisher of the universe. Who is the creator, sustainer and cherisher of the universe? There is one and only answer, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.